let's stand, claim your space, take a few breaths. Take that moment and just kind of evaluate where you're at. It's not about judgment, but just seeing how you show up to yourself in this point in time. Now shift your awareness into intention so that you're really witnessing the inhale as a yang experience. And then as you let go, the exhale is a yin. You're just yielding and letting your body change, letting go of what you're holding. So take a few of those breaths. And keep your mind inside as if you disconnected from the outer world. Now, follow this breath into the lower dantian. Exhale, send the energy out the feet and ground to the center of the earth. See a golden crystal in the core of the earth that you're attaching to. Now place the tip of the tongue on the roof of the mouth, focus on the crown, and as you inhale, draw this connection in, acknowledging the universe. Now just allow yourself to relax. Feel like a pipe. Feel open. Feel the sense of being connected. Okay, now focus on the crown. Draw this breath in and take the energy of this breath and inflate your whole body. Relax the surface, and as you exhale, send the energy out all the pores in all directions. Feel your body open up. You feel more like a star and less like a pipe. Now, as you slowly inhale, bring your bones into focus. So just see your skeleton with as much detail as you can muster up and see it in its entirety. So just put your mind that all you are bones. Now, slide your structure to one side. The moment it's stable, like a post, lift the other heel up, the other foot, and draw the circle 3 times in one direction, then pause, and 3 times in the other. And with each movement, your intention is to create space within the joints, let the limb relax, create more of an integrated sense of movement through the whole limb. Witness each bone. You can either start from the hip socket down to the feet or start from the toes up to the hip socket, but create an intention that your objective is to create space, let go of tension, get a greater range of motion, integrate all the pieces, and think of the 6 meridians coming up from the feet. So the little toe is your bladder, second toe is your gallbladder, the middle toe isn't a meridian, the toe closest to your big toe is your stomach, and your big toe is your spleen, liver, and on the bottom of the foot is the kidney. So those are the 6 energetic pathways. Now just relax that limb, just let it glide to the floor, slide your weight so it's evenly distributed. Pause for a moment and witness how different that leg feels. Now slide over to the other side, post, lift the other leg, and same journey. In Qigong, we want to be symmetrical. So whatever we do on one side, we do on the other. The 3 rotational reps really helps the body to unravel, you know, in a more balanced way. Meaning that whatever you do in one direction 3 times, you come and do it in the other direction. And keep inviting the sense of letting go. You know, that it's more than just wiggling your leg and expecting something to happen. You want to create the intention of what you're trying to move towards with intention. And what you witness and how you can let that go. And then think of the 6 meridians. Think of those energetic lines of energy running up the limb into the trunk. Okay, now let that leg glide to the floor. Then equal weight for a moment. Witness both legs, how energized they are, and then shift your structure over to one side. Bring the other leg right up against it. It's called 2 legs becoming 1. Now rest your palms on your knees and then create a circular motion with the knees. So you don't want the knees to go past the ends of your toes, and as you come back, you don't want to lock the knees. You want your feet to be extremely stable so that they don't rock, they're glued to the floor. And what we want to do is feel a sense of suppleness in the ankles. soon as tension shows up, you need to make your circle a little smaller. The hand contact is more about nurturing the knees than to hold you up structurally. There's an energetic connection, and you can rub the knees or, you know, periodically go from the kneecaps to the side of the knees. And again, three rotations in one direction and then pause, and three in the other. Okay, now as you come forward, pause at this bent position forward. Put your mind inside as if the bottom of the feet are wide open. And as you slowly inhale, raise the body as if you're filling up from the energies of the earth your whole body. So at the end of your inhale, you should feel that the energy has risen into the top of your head. Now, step out to the open stance. Now focus on the lower dantian, about an inch and a half below your navel, and begin to circle your waist out. So we're spiraling, we're creating a spiral. It's slow and smooth. And you want to witness to make sure that all of the parts of your body want to cooperate. You know, that there's no surprises, no hidden tensions. So when things feel comfortable, then extend the abdomen way out. You want your arms to be completely relaxed. You want your hands to be softly rounded, not flat. No tension. And you want to be aware that the circle you make in the front is equal to the circle in the back of your body. So you want to feel a sense of equal resistance. Now pause in the front. Now this time as you reverse the circle, let your mind travel 1 inch inside your body around your waist like a planet in an orbit opening the belt channel. So you want to feel around the waist. So you want your head to be stationary. In other words, it's stuck in space and it only changes its angle related to where your spine is. And I feel more like a rag doll, completely relaxed. Now pause at the front. Now reverse the movement, and again the way your mind travels in the belt channel. And allow yourself to take advantage. Each step creates an opening, a sense of letting go, more flexibility, and then kind of each movement that we do kind of incorporates the prior movement. It itself offers a gift and it prepares you for the next movement. So there's a real sequence here. Okay, now just pause for a moment. Now, do two complete rotations in the opposite direction, and after the second rotation, let your body freely spiral inwards. You witness this larger column of openness in your body. And before your body completely stops moving, slide one foot up against the other. Doesn't make any difference which foot. Now focus the direction your body's moving on, and focus it on the tailbone. So draw a circle approximately the size of a half a dollar, but completely relaxed, not managed. Now see your whole body moving like this. So you get this serpent-like ripple running through your body. And again, your hands are softly rounded but completely relaxed. Now, coming back to the tailbone, incrementally move up. So just start at the tailbone, then move your mind up through the sacrum. And now continue up and focus on each vertebrae with a sense of like shining a light on it with your mind. And then go to the next one and the next one. There's no shortcut. And on the other side to this, what you're doing is you want to be aware of the energy gates in the body. So you just kind of feel when they open. You know, they're within the framing of your skeleton, but they're also outside of that. So your orientation is in your structure, but you'll feel more sensation. Now tuck the chin in. Begin to go up. As you move up through the neck, let the head begin to rock independently of the spine. And then pause for a moment where the head and the neck meet. Relax that area. That's the jade pillow. Now, witness yourself as if your consciousness is sitting on top of your head, watching your whole body move. in this very free, supple fashion. Now, acknowledge the shaft of energy running through your body that you've put in motion, and now it's moving you, so as if you're riding this current. Now shift your attention right between the eyebrows at third eye. So as you slowly inhale, draw your attention halfway between the front and the back of your body inside your head. And as you slowly exhale, begin to imagine you're looking out the top of your head from that vantage point, and that in this very moment you have turned into a dragon, swimming upwards into the universe, free, supple. Feel as if there's no intention other than just being. The journey is up, your orientation is up, your hands are softly grounded, you begin to feel balls of energy showing up as we open up the yang channel of the spine. Now slowly begin to let the movement disappear. And before you completely stop, you find your body defined by this glowing field of energy. Just relax. Now, focus on the tailbone, circle in the opposite direction. And then once you get it going, then kind of witness your whole body moving freely in this supple way. And now begin to incrementally travel up your spine. So travel up from the tailbone through the sacrum, and then each vertebrae. So as I acknowledge the points, you want to acknowledge Ming Min, which is just crossed from your navel. And then as you continue up, and you get to wing gate opposite your heart center in the front, where middle Tantien is. And then as you continue to move up and you get between the shoulder blades, that's where dorsal gate is, opposite throat center in the front. That's where the energy splits and goes down your arms. Then continue up the neck, tuck the chin in, and you get to the base of the skull. That's where jade pillow is, the counterpart for third eye. And then you're sitting on top of your head, looking at your body moving like this. Now the shaft of energy comes into the crown, out the feet, and it's moving you. You're riding this current. Now focus between the eyebrows. Smooth inhale, draw your awareness into the middle of the head. And now as you slowly exhale, orient yourself as if you're looking out the crown, up into the universe, and you've just turned into a dragon. Moving up. Now slowly let this movement slip away into stillness. Just let it disappear. And in its place, feel your body defined by this glowing field of energy. Now, without disturbing the way you feel, gently step out to the open stance again. So now we prepare the spine for the next movement. So spine roll. So just swing the body forward and back. So the driving force really to create this movement is from the waist down. And it's almost like sitting on a child's swing. You know, you just go back and forth, but your feet haven't left the earth yet. So this time as you come forward, raise the energy like you're at the end of a ski jump wanting to get airborne, and then create a circle with the abdomen. So you raise up and then push the buttocks back and sink. So feel the energy rise, meet at lower Tantien, disconnect, and go back down the legs. Inhale up, exhale down. Now this time, as you raise the energy, smoothly follow it up the spine. Just let it rise. You follow it all the way up to the top of your head. Now push your abdomen back. Now catapult the head forward and begin to round from the head through the neck, upper back, middle. Don't bend the waist. Now scoot the knees forward as you inhale, and you arch back so your chin is pointed up, your shoulders are splayed back without any effort. And then exhale and just kind of collapse forward as you're lowering the energy. So it's an inhale up, and follow this smooth, fluid experience up the spine to the top of the head. And then as you exhale, follow it from the head down through the neck, all the way down into the earth through the feet. Again, your hands are softly rounded, very relaxed. Now this movement, you don't force anything. You just let the locomotive quality and gravity change your posture, your anatomy. You just go along for the ride. Try not to manage it. Try to allow yourself to be free and find the circular aspect. You know, it has a beautiful yin and yang experience. It's also very locomotive. It's a big movement. Now, as you come forward, begin to slow the movement down so each movement is half of the prior movement. We never just abruptly stop. We start from stillness and we return to stillness. So we kind of come back to where we started with a different experience about the body. Now, shift your attention to your fingers and swirl all of your fingers. We had 6 meridians on the toes, now we have 6 off the fingers. So as with all the fingers swirling freely, with your mind, just kind of focus on the little fingers. You have 2 meridians, heart and small intestine. So you just let the fingers move freely, like shining a light. Now shine a light on the ring fingers. All the fingers are moving. This is triple heater. Now, shift your attention to your middle fingers. This is pericardium. And now your index fingers. This is large intestine. And now to your thumbs. The meridian there is lungs. Now with the fingers swirling, swirl the hands to open the wrists, but in a way that you're letting go. You're not creating tension, but you're removing it. You want to create space in the wrist. You want to eliminate compression. But you want to keep all the fingers moving like little ribbons independently. Now, from the forearm, we want to start at the elbow, work all the way through to the fingertips. So we want to open the elbow, forearm, wrists, and all the fingers. Now, the whole arm, the shoulders are still quiet, but the whole arm moves asymmetrically and very free and fluid, graceful, as if it's gently blowing in a wind and your hands are ribbons. Now, lift and lower the shoulders while all the parts of the arms and the fingers are moving. And you want to not get caught in a pattern. You want to find a sense of liberating your body and being more profound and round and free. And at this point, witness that your shoulders are not connected to your spine. That your spine is quietly sitting there while all this activity around the shoulders, subsequently around the neck, is taking place. Now, shift your attention to the dorsal gate between your shoulder blades with a sense of opening it and liberating any stuck energy that's in your upper shoulder scapula area. You may feel heat wafting out your collars. Okay, now quietly just bring the arms to stillness. Just feel all that energy that you've liberated. Now, bring the palms forward and you'll feel one line of energy from the little finger going up the arm into your armpit. That's your heart meridian. We do this 3 times. I just want to make that happy. Make everything happy, but we just want to make this happy. Okay, now relax the arms with an intention that you're allowing them to process what you've just done. So now your attention is to your lungs. Exhale this breath, but with a sense of squeezing it out of your body. So you're kind of eliminating a more profound exhale than you normally do. Now, drawing this full breath through the nose, inflate your body. Now pause and draw in a much bigger breath on top of this. Now relax the surface of your body so you feel only pressure from the inside out. Round your shoulders to open up dorsal gate just a little. Now as you exhale, I want you to slightly bend your knees as you go down. Squeeze this breath out of every cell in it. Expel it quickly out the nose. Now as you slowly rise, inhale through the nose and draw this breath in profoundly. And draw in more breath. And even a little more. Now hold it. Now relax the surface of the body. Let this process, as if this pressure is forcing this breath into every cell in a more profound way in your body. Again, round the shoulders. Again, exhale from the belly, squeeze it out, bend the knees. Now this last breath as you rise is about the lungs. Fill the breath in, draw in even more. Create an enormous amount of pressure. You can do this, you will not explode. Just draw the breath in. Now relax your body and hold this for a moment, but with a sense that you are now actually working the inner surfaces of the lungs. You're expelling, you're moving out stuck moisture, areas that are flat where there's density, old stuck chi. Okay, now this breath, focus on your lower dantian. That's where the sound comes from. Squeeze this out very aggressively, but out your mouth like a tiger roaring. Now inhale as you rise up and feel how stimulated the surface of your lungs are. They feel lighter, clearer, less dense, especially with the moisture. Okay, now draw this breath in, and as it fills halfway, arch yourself back. So we're really focusing on the upper chest. Allow the breath to move your upper chest, inflate. Let your head arch back. Now pivot your trunk upwards. So all of a sudden your spine feels deeper in your body, your shoulders feel pinned back. Again, exhale out the nostrils, squeeze it out your body, out the nose and sink. So as you rise, draw this breath in, as if you're a bellow pulling it in. And again, arch back and draw in more breath. We want to expand the upper lobes, we want to deal with the bronchial tubes, the upper parts of the lung, we want to stimulate the lung points. Okay, now upright yourself. Again, focus on the belly, expel this quickly out the nose, bend the knees, sink. So we're back flushing the sinuses. Now this last one is about the lungs. Draw the breath in, arch back, draw in more. Pause for a second, pull in more breath. You can do this. Okay, now hold this breath, pivot your trunk upwards. Now just relax and feel the pressure in the upper parts of your chest. Now focus on lower dantian. Again, roaring like a tiger. Exhale this out the mouth quickly. Now as you inhale, raise up. Now feel how alive your lungs. You can feel the inner surface. It's very stimulated, lighter, clearer, and it's operating more efficiently. Now wiggle your arms, then your wrists, and just relax them to your sides. All of a sudden your body feels reintegrated. So now the last piece is opening from the neck to the base of the skull. So we start from between the shoulder blades, and as we exhale, we turn. And then when that vertebrae stops, we go up to the next one. So you systematically go up till you get to the base of the skull. Now just relax that area for a moment. Just that's where the jade pillow is. Now inhale, starting to stack from between the shoulder blades. So the last vertebrae to come forward is the atlas, or at the base of the skull. So again, we start from between the shoulder blades, and we raise up as we turn, and as we come forward, we start from between the shoulder blades to restack. So we're working from the bottom up in both directions. So again, it's an exhale to the side, inhale to center, and when you get to the extreme end of your turn, you want your chin slightly tucked in so your spine is straight, so you're not leaning, and follow it up, and you want to release the base of your skull. There's so much going on within your whole physical anatomy, and the tensions that occur in the shoulders that affect the base of the skull, which pull the skull down onto the neck, that affect the plates, the operation, but it also gets in the way of the jade pillow opening. This will address that and much, much more. Okay, now come to the center and just let yourself relax in witnessing the journey you've just taken. You know, how you have opened all the joints, you've witnessed the meridians, you've opened the belt channel, you've opened the governing and conception channel, you have worked your lungs, you've cleared them, you've accomplished the love. Now, gently bounce. The nice, round, rolling bounce. Like soft boiling water. And you want to look at this as that your body is in the best possible prepared position to take full advantage of opening up even further. So now we're transcending just the skeleton, and we're really getting into all of the functions of the body is affected by this, but we're working again from the inside out. So if you want to take yourself on a little mental journey, you know, you can witness each joint of the body as you bounce up and down. You begin to think the pumping of the kidney points on the bottom of the feet. Very good. You can think of the lymphatic system, the movement of the lymph through the system. Also bone density, strobing the bones, but also the bone marrow. You can begin to get into the cardiovascular aspects of how the veins and arteries begin to liberate themselves from tension and slip and slide to be able to have more of a expanded quality to circulate the blood. Now, and then as you progress further, you can begin to witness each organ moving independently. So you can take a journey starting with the appropriate organ of that season. Now we're in summer, so it's the heart. As we move into late summer, it's the spleen. Moving towards fall, it would be the lungs. As we get into winter, it's the kidneys. And then when spring shows up, it's the liver. You know, there's a whole five-element dialogue that goes on about each one of those organs. There's a direction, a color, a taste, a season, an emotion. You know, it's in the handouts that you have, and it's worth spending some time. But you can do much more. You can begin to move your digestive system. You know, you can begin to stimulate the lungs, move the brain, relax the eyebrows, open the inner ears, stimulate the salivary glands, you know, or just enjoy bouncing. You know, I would do 10 minutes at least twice a week, minimum. I would bounce every day, but I would really set out to look at minimum of a good workout would be at 10 minutes. You know, and find the time that you aren't preoccupied with getting it over so you can get on to the next thing. As I said, my teachers, their parents still work in the rural areas of China, and their qigong is they do a half hour of bouncing in the morning, you know, when they get up, eat, ready to go, do what they do, which is work, and feels, and then at the end of the day, to clear their body, they bounce. This is their qigong. And there is other things going on, but I mean, this is their routine. So now quietly let this disappear, the bouncing. And you're going to feel inside very effervescent. So now just take a few breaths as you inhale. Imagine you're drawing, witnessing the energy being pulled in through the surface of your body. And as you exhale, empty that energy out your feet into the earth, the weighted energy. So just pull in. The physical breath comes in through the nose and illuminates the lungs, but you're actually creating a vacuum that's drawing an energetic breath through the surface of the body. And then exhale it out the feet.